news out of Decatur City Schools this morning. The district released a statement last night announcing the death of a longtime third grade teacher.
Haven't done one of these for a while, but holy balls, she made the meme come true. Now, the reason why we haven't done one of these for a while isn't because there's a lack of these. I mean, there is an entire X account over here called Died Suddenly. They've got multiple instances where people are keeling over instantly, dying suddenly. And we're noticing that the obituaries aren't saying that anymore. They stop saying the died suddenly. People are noticing what that means. And so spontaneous combustion, boys, of the heart is happening to these days. But I feel after making 15 of these in the same vein of these videos that people kind of get tired of it. But maybe not. Look at this. Give me this one. She made the donut thing become a reality. We keep talking about these people who done fucked their bodies up, got killed, got blood clots or hypertension or, I don't know, pericarditis, because they got a fucking donut. This chick did that. I mean, holy balls, she tweeted about it. So here they're like, beloved teacher, beloved third grade teacher, passed away suddenly. She's like 40-something years old. And again, like every one of these fuckers who's so afraid of COVID, refused to lose any weight. I'm not here to fat shame anybody. I want to eat cake all day long. But if you're so concerned about COVID 4 fucking years later, and you've noticed that COVID is only killing the elderly and the morbidly obese, then maybe before taking experimental injections, get a treadmill. Right? I'm not saying you gotta lose all the weight, but I mean, it will help. And it'll just help in general. But no, fuck that. I want that. Again, give me the fucking experimental injection. I want the Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme. Fight me, bros. Krispy Kreme is the shittiest donut. It's the shittiest donut. Fuck you. I'll die on that hill. Anyhow, speaking of dying, so here's the news report. Beloved third grade teacher. Yeah, you mean this fucking chick who I imagine, because I've seen some of her tweets now, wanted the school shut down. No school for you fucking kids. No school. Because of sniffles, of course. Anyway, so she passed away. And this entire article or this news clip goes, well, we don't know why. Oh my God. We can't quite figure this out. We don't understand what happened. Well, she posts about it. She goes, oh my God, my heart's all fucked up. And she says, listen, I've been diagnosed with congestive heart failure because of my ejection fraction pumping of my heart rate was found to be 25%, supposed to be between 55 and 60. I had no blockages when they did the heart catheter, but the doctor started me on a regimen of this fucking heart medicine over there. Been on it for 3 months. And then she passes away later on because her heart never gets better. I'm seeing some of these posts where people were diagnosed with benign heart issues, benign myocarditis. Like this one woman, she was like, my husband, you know, he took the jab, he got benign heart myocarditis. And just last week we went in because he can't fucking breathe. And the doctor said, well, it's not benign anymore. And now he's going to shave, I don't know, 20 something years off his life. And she's pissed. So she's an anti-vaxxer. Now she's an anti-vaxxer. Because we're noticing these things. So I don't know if that's this case over here, but this chick's heart all fucked up. And that's July 30th. And then she passed away. And then she was one of these people tweeting, here you go. Guess all you anti-vaxxers need to boycott Tyson Foods and chicken. Wait, but I do boycott Tyson. Even before they fired all of their American citizen employees and gave those jobs over to fucking illegal aliens. Even before that, I was boycotting them because their chicken sucks. Shitty, fucked up zombie chicken over here. Way to go, Tyson. Make me only want to buy your brand some more. Bring on the vaccine mandates, everybody. Everybody should get their hearts fucked up. Because I'm afraid of sniffles, and I believe CNN, because CNN would never lie to me. Where's the fucking donut thing? I was like, holy shit, she did the donut. She fucking did the donut. She tweeted or put on her Facebook, free Krispy Kreme vaccination donuts. Holy shit, did the donut meme. So, you know, I don't know what killed this woman. I know that the establishment, the mainstream media press, big tech, I know that the entire establishment is saying everything else is killing 40-year-olds. Everything else is giving teenagers heart attacks. Everything else, from cold showers to video games to sparkly lights, climate change. It's everything but the vaccine. That's totally not a vaccine by any definition, any stretch of a definition out there. And now you've got a situation where, after making fun of these people who try to put us under medical martial law, they got fucked up in exchange of a donut. This chick tweeted or Facebooked it. She put it on her social media. Put it on her social media. So her heart blew up. Wow, I wonder what it could be. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the videos. Support and channel, we kept up to date on... These are the world's worst fucking trades. Trading your health in for a free fucking donut. I mean, how much is a shitty Krispy Kreme donut these days? It's probably 80 bucks. Fuck you, Joe Biden. But still, it's the world's shittiest donut. Fuck you. Fight me. All right, guys, make way, because the salt must flow.